This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Hello, this is Kevin Harris, and you're listening to the weekly radio program, The Invisible War. We have in the studio with us again, Dr. Rob Randall, our host and teacher of the Invisible War program. Dr. Randall's teaching is taken each week from his book by the same title, The Invisible War, Living in Victory Over the Enemy, published by 21st Century Press. You will want to get this valuable Bible-based study on spiritual warfare by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Now, if you've missed any of Dr. Randall's teaching on spiritual warfare, you can go to our website, click on the broadcast button, and download any and all programs of the Invisible War radio ministry for free. Dr. Randall, today we have a special message that you recorded before a live audience, and you wanted to make sure that we heard it, and so tell us what we are about to hear.
You know, next year will be 40 years since my church laid hands on me and licensed me to the gospel ministry. It seems like yesterday I was just a young preacher boy. One of the great privileges that has been mine through the years from time to time is to be asked to go back home and to preach in the pulpit where I was reared as a lad. And this message comes from that pulpit, from my home church. And it is a message of our journey. It is the story of our journey with our children through our own personal cleansing and how the Lord would have us all go through this time of cleansing and revival. And so this message is taken from 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 and following. It is a message that I would encourage you to pay close attention to and see if it's a message that God would not use in your life today.
Well, let's go now to that message and hear the conclusion. Broken fellowship, the result of truth decay.
I want us to go before the Lord in prayer and asking Him to bless this time for what we need to have happen in our families and in our lives. Only Christ can do. Father, I want to thank You in Jesus' name for the sweet privilege that is ours to call You our Father. Lord, we are here invoking Thy name because we have no other hope. Our hope is in You. Our faith is in You. Our very life is in Your hands. And Lord, we submit to that. We confess to You that we're a people who are desperately in need of Your cleansing. And so, Lord, as we come into Your presence, we ask that You would come and meet us and do as we draw near to You. Your Word says You will draw near to us. We would hear but Your voice, and we would need, Lord, Your courage, Your strength to do what You tell us to do. We bless You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Where we need to go in the next few moments, I submit to you, I have to go myself or you won't go with me. I've learned that in preaching. So I'm going to share with you my story. Our son was dying. Some of you know the pain of that. Some of you have lost children to sin. And we were on the edge. The enemy came to kill my son. And he came to kill me and destroy my ministry. And as I began to plead and cry out for God's power to come, that He would teach me how to pray, He said, "Okay, son, stop praying for your son. There's a work I need to do in your life." I'd already seen his power, and so you don't argue with him once you've seen his power. I said, yes, sir. What do you want me to do? He said, I want you to come before me. Yes, sir. What do you want me to do? He said, I want you to take a pad and a pen. And I want you to write down every time you believe the enemy has deceived you, where you have believed the lies of the enemy instead of the Word of God. I want you to write it down. Just ask that no other voice be heard but my voice, and I will tell you what's going on and the places where you have been deceived in your life. And so I began to write. I took a pad and I began to write. And as I began to write, I confessed those sins one after another. One after another. Folks, I want to tell you, this is painful stuff. The flesh wants nothing to do with this. Our pride wants nothing to do with this. But it is essential if we're ever going to minister the power of God to others. It comes not from our wounds, but from our healing. Took a couple of hours, I guess. When you're in the presence of God that long, let me tell you, it's not easy. I prayed. You know, I'm a minister. In fact, I have a degree in talk. It's what we do. But this was different. This was listening. This wasn't just talking. This was listening. And I want to tell you, if it had been your boy, I could have explained it away. I said, oh, these didn't love him or take care of him or pray for him. But we love those kids. Nurtured them. Prayed for them every day. Well, I took a nap. I was so exhausted. It's like major surgery. And the Lord woke me up. I wasn't in a nap 5 minutes, I guess. He said, we're not done yet. I said, oh, Lord, I can't do any more of this. Let me process this. He said, no, I want you to come before me again. I said, Lord, I can't take it. And I began to weep. I said, Lord, you're too holy. I can't come into your presence that long. I can't do it. Yes, you can. Because of Christ, you can. And you must. I said, what do you want me to do? He said, write down Ephesians 4:19-20. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, for you will give the devil a place in your life. The word place is topos. We get the word typography from it. It literally means ground, a literal place for the enemy to do his killing work. And by the way, that's written to the church. You can let the enemy come into your life. He said, I'm going to show you every time you let the sun go down on your anger and you never gave it to me. You never confessed it. And there you will find the work of the enemy in your life. The Lord showed me a time when I was so angry at my mother, my early teens, I wanted to hit her. But I knew better. My daddy taught me better than that. But I wanted to hit my mama. And I couldn't, so I slammed the door and I rammed my fist through the door. Boom! And destroyed that door. And the Lord said, you never have asked me to forgive you of that. And that's still working in your life today. I began to weep and get it right with God. Other things where I had been angry. People I had been angry with. People in the church. Where I had felt they had wronged the church. They had wronged my family. They had wronged my children. People in positions that should have known better. And I was angry. People in the denomination. I'm in the churches and I've seen the damage done to the body of Christ because of this. And it hurt. But I was not willing to give it to Christ. I became the judge, jury, and executioner. And I made a list. I'm telling you, it was dozens of men. Many of them you would know, many of them you would not know. Men that could have stood in a moment. Many of them are with the Lord today and made a difference, but wouldn't. And I was mad at them. The Lord said, I am the judge, not you. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. You have walked in disobedience all of these years because you have carried this bitterness. And you've let the enemy rule in your life. Do you want to be effective when you pray for your boy? Then you better get it right with me. And boy, I did. I mean, I got right with God. That took several hours. By that time, it was nighttime. I crawled into bed. He woke me up early the next morning. He said, we're not done yet. I said, Lord, I can't take any more. Don't do this to me. He said, you must. I said, what do you want me to do? He said, come into my presence. Write down Ephesians 6. Each piece of the armor of God. This is what the Lord told me. Each piece of the armor of God. I'm going to show you every day that you didn't have your armor on. There, the enemy was able to penetrate your life. When you preached love, but you didn't have any. When you preached forgiveness, but you weren't willing to forgive. Those days when you preached righteousness, but you weren't walking in righteousness. And He showed me every day that He wanted me to know about. He revealed that to me again, and I got it right with God. Very simply put, a day and a half went by. It was afternoon now. Patty walks into the room. And she says, "What's hurting you?" And in that moment, I saw a little boy. It was me. A little fella. Hurt and wounded, abandoned, I believe, by his parents. I hadn't been, but I believed I had been. All you have to do is believe it. It doesn't have to be true. You see, my dad was an evangelist. He would be, back in those days, we didn't have a jet age, he would have to take an ocean liner to Europe. And he would be gone 6 months at a time. I wouldn't see Daddy for 6 months. He'd be on preaching missions. That's a long time for a little boy not to have his daddy. That's a lot of little league games and a lot of things at school that Daddy wouldn't be there. My mama liked to shop. She was a shopping somebody, you know. And I'm telling you what she would do. She would put us with a babysitter as all the women of the family would go and shop. Now, my parents had never abandoned me, but I felt like they had. And there was a spirit of abandonment that had come over my life, that had ruled my life all of my days, that had to be cleaned up. But the Lord said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." I'd never been abandoned, but I thought I had. And they're the work of the enemy. And when I got that right with God, I'm telling you, I began to weep with tears that were like molasses. I'd never cried like that. Deep, deep wounds that the Lord was healing. Now, why did He have me do that? Listen carefully. It's the prayer of a righteous man that avails much. Church, I could have never prayed for my son effectively unless I was willing to take my journey into cleansing. I believe with all of my heart that I would have lost my son had I not been willing to humble myself and confess my sin. Now, I want to wrap it up, and then I want to call us to prayer. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You have a decision to make. I have a decision to make. Are we going to continue to hide our stuff, our bitterness, our anger, our wounds, the places that we have covered up long ago and hope nobody ever sees them, and continue to watch our children die? Folks, I want you to know, I'm being called all across the city to grieving parents that are losing their children. Please hear the message. We got to confess our sin. We got to confess our sins of unbelief. We've got to confess our sins of rebellion against God. When we didn't like what was going on and we had to stand up and fix it when it's God's church, not ours. Oh, hear the message. Please hear the message. I believe there's a deep well, a deep, deep artesian well of blessing for the nations. But I also believe it's being tapped by our sin and unbelief. It just took one sin to destroy all that has been destroyed, and yet we cooperate in sin with the enemy all the time. But if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You say, are you saying, Rob, that we have to take the microphone and we have to express and show our dirty laundry to everybody? No, I'm not saying that. What I am saying, and the Scriptures teach it clearly, if the Lord were to ask that of you, you must be willing to do it, or you'll never be clean and free. My dear friend in the pulpit, dear friend, I'm not here to argue with him, but he said, you only confess your sin as public as it was committed. Folks, that sounds real smart, but that is not the spirit of the New Testament. Confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. That's what it says. Ananias and Sapphira had it pretty well covered up, didn't they? Achan had his sin covered up pretty well, didn't he? No, it had to be uncovered. His sin was done in secret. So you only confess in secret. You won't find that in the Bible. I know it's a place that we like to run for comfort, but it's also a place where the enemy keeps us in bondage. I close with this. They overcame the enemy. How? Revelation tells us, by the blood of the Lamb. If you've never been saved, you need to be saved. You need to give your heart to Christ now. Just a few moments, I'm going to lead you in a sinner's prayer and you can be saved. The blood of the Lamb. The word of their testimony. Number two. The word of their testimony. Tell the truth. Come out of the darkness. Walk in the light as He is in the light. This is the message we have heard of Him and declare to you. That God is light and in Him there is no darkness at all. Tell the truth. You shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. If you have an addiction to pornography, tell the truth. You're stuck. Admit it. Or stay in bondage. If you have an anorexic problem, tell the truth. Tell the truth. Come out of the darkness and tell the truth and you can be healed. Confess your sin and He is faithful and just to forgive us from all unrighteousness. Oh, please hear the message. If you have a gambling problem, you say, I can manage it. I can stop anytime I want. Oh, really? Tell the truth. Come out of the darkness. Walk in the light as He is in the light. If there's hurt and wounds that you've not been willing to take to Calvary, take it to Calvary. Say, preacher, you don't understand. I've been hurt. You don't understand how bad I've been hurt. You don't understand these wounds in our family. No, I guess I don't. Jesus does. He was a man acquainted with grief. He was a man of sorrows. He was wounded for our iniquity. And by His stripes, we are healed. The issue of this church or any other church, we will minister out of our healing or we will attempt to minister out of our wounds. If we try to minister out of our woundedness, all we will minister to this city is death. All we will minister to our children is death. Tell the truth. And the third thing, they overcame the enemy, the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they love not their life unto the death. Is there any picture, greater picture of humility than not caring what anybody thinks or says? They love not their lives unto the death. Now, folks, that's freedom. And that's where the enemy is destroyed. When we get to the place, sink or swim, live or die, think of us what you will, we have a wonderful Savior. And He's healed us. And we are trusting Him. If you're not sure you've ever been saved, pray this prayer with me right where you are. Words are not magic. God knows your heart. Just pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And I know that You love me because You died for me. I ask You to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive You as my Savior and my Lord. If you've prayed that prayer with me and you meant it with all of your heart, I'm going to ask you to do something else that's going to take great courage. In the quietness of this moment, I want you to stand by me. Man, woman, boy or girl, young person, I'm giving my life to Jesus. Would you just stand by me? I prayed that prayer and I meant it with all my heart. Would you just stand by me? I'm giving my heart to Christ. What about you? I want to ask it as we go into a time before the altar of God. No one will manipulate you. It's between you and the Lord. But I believe there's some folks ready to come out of the darkness and begin walking in the light, telling the truth, confessing their sin because they need cleansed. If you have addictions of any kind, whatever that means to you, gambling addiction, a drug addiction, sexual addictions, pornography, and you want to be set free, you can be. Jesus became that addiction. He became sin who knew no sin. If you want to be set free from anything that has you bound, I want you to just come. What about you? We walk in the light as He is in the light. We'll have fellowship one with another. And His blood cleanses us from all sin. Do you understand what it means to finally get this right? To the power that God wants to pour out? Can you imagine what's coming if we'll just get this right and come out of the darkness? Folks, nobody's better than anybody else. There are only two kinds of folks, wounded and healed. I want to make one other appeal. If you have bitterness in your heart, you know it's not of God. You've been deceived into believing that it's righteous to judge others. But you know better. The Holy Spirit is not letting you rest. You've been hurt and you've seen the body hurt and you're angry and you have let the sun go down on your anger. Maybe somebody hurt you. Maybe it was your own father. Someone who should have nourished you but didn't. And you need a healing. This bitterness is eating you up where you can't even pray. Would you come out of the darkness and begin to walk in the light? Would you confess it? God doesn't heal you, you won't be healed. If He does, you will. What about you? What about you? And I can promise you, you can be set free from this stuff. Folks, you will know revival has begun when folks don't care what other folks think. That's when you'll know when it's here. And let's see what the Lord wants to do in this season. Father, I just thank You in Jesus' name for the privilege that is ours to trust You. To trust You in ways that we've not been willing to trust You before. Exalt Yourself among us, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Give courage where courage is needed. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Rob, and we'll look forward to hearing more next time as we continue in this series on the Invisible War. If you believe in the importance and timeliness of this message, your faithfully standing with us each week helps us bring the Invisible War. You can give your gift online, go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, or call us toll-free 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. And we really look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much. Dr. Randall, you've given us a lot of great information, and we want to absorb it and digest it and take it to heart. Would you pray that we do that and pray for us as we close out our program today?
Now, those of you who have heard this message, what a privilege it is for us to bring it to you today. But you know that message is for all of us. The Lord still saves, and He still heals, and He still delivers. That is His work. So I want to encourage you, if you need to be saved today, give your heart to the Lord. Turn your heart to Him. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And I know that You loved me because You died for me. I ask You to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive You as my Savior and my Lord. And if you need to be healed today, ask the Lord, turn that body over to the Lord. Turn that infirmity over to the Lord. Ask Him to heal you today. Just right now, say, Lord Jesus, heal me. Do Your work. Touch my body. Have Your will and way for Your glory in my body. I dedicate this body anew and afresh to the glory of Almighty God. Receive it now. And if you need to be delivered today, He is our deliverer. Oh, listen. He came to set you free. Whatever it is that is keeping you from being able to walk in this freedom, ask the Lord Jesus to come now and remove it in His name. Lord Jesus, I ask You, in the name which is above every other name, put me in the circle of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remove every hindering, blocking, lying spirit. I would only hear Your voice. I ask You, Lord, set me free today. I receive Your freedom today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you've prayed with us today, we want to hear from you. Please let us know how we can serve you. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. You can email us with your prayer requests. If you have concerns that you don't want to let folks know, but don't mind to let us know through the way of the internet, please guest contact us there, or you can call us 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for the sweet privilege that is ours today to share these eternal matters around the things of heaven. We look forward to next week as we study the Word of God together in the invisible war.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcasts, information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.